I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Western governments are checking their books for blasphemy laws. Ireland got rid of its blasphemy legislation in October. Now Canada wants to do the same. Don Hutchinson, a lawyer and former board member of Voice of the Martyrs Canada, along with many others, are calling for the removal of Section 296 from Canada's criminal code.
Section 296 prohibits the publication of a blasphemous libel. Where blasphemy laws exist, they've often been used not to deal with hateful anti-religious sentiment, but to deal with very minor incidents.
Please pray for wisdom for government decision makers.
So my expectation is that in the very near future, we're going to see the blasphemy section of Canada's criminal code removed.
And talk of a two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict fades in and out of the news. Jack Sara, president of Bethlehem Bible College, says Palestinian Christians are frustrated. Many people in the West, including America, are ill-informed.
I think it's worthwhile for Christians first to dig deeper into understanding the realities on the ground, and specifically how Christians are living. I mean, if we are concerned about the church, we have to be concerned about the Christians in the Holy Land, because the Holy Land is bleeding from its Christians. The Christians are leaving. That includes committed believers, include ministers, include people who are sometimes, they are not leaving by their own choice.
Please pray for peace and a solution in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Also pray Christ would be made known through Palestinian Christians. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book, Learn the Bible in a Year, to help you read and understand God's story in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.